office, please say, "I do."
I do.
I do.
Thank you, and welcome to the 4-year term.
Congratulations. Yes, thank you. Okay, now we will have a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Hammond, would you call?
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Finn.
Present.
Mr. Gullum.
Present.
Mr. Shafrath is absent.
Up next, we'll move into nominations for president. Are there any nominations for president?
I'd like to nominate Linda Finn.
We have a nomination of Linda Finn by Mr. DeAngelis. Are there any other nominations, or is there a motion to close nominations?
I move to close.
Motion by DeAngelis. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Murdoch. Are there any questions, comments, discussion?
Mr. DeAngelis.
I gotta say who I voted for, or just say yes?
Yeah, this is to close the nomination. So
oh, yes.
Mrs. Finn?
I'll abstain.
Mr. Gullum?
Yes.
Murdoch?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Now we'll move into the election for president. Mr. Hammond, whenever you're.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Oh.
I vote for Finn.
Finn's abstain?
Yes.
Mr. Gullum?
Finn.
Mr. Murdoch?
Finn.
And Shafrath is not here.
I declare that Linda Finn has received a majority of the votes elected president. Mr. Hammond, would you swear in Mrs. Finn as
absolutely
president for the 2024 year?
Are we meeting at the middle again, sir?
You, Mrs. Finn, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your as president of the Board of Education of the Chippewa Local School District, Wayne County, Ohio.
Congratulations.
Before we switch, Jeremy, I just wanted to thank you for all your hard work. I know president's role is not easy, and it takes a lot of extra hours, and I thought you did in Linda's terms a fabulous job, so thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying it.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, marvelous.
I know,
fabulous.
Marvelous.
Fabulous is close enough, though.
All right.
It's in that room. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm sure TJ's was shorter than yours.
TJ's was shorter than mine.
Done it.
Oh.
Sorry about that. Excuse me.
Thank you. All right. Yes, and I do share Mr. DeAngelis's.
Thank you.
Comment. All right. So we are now ready. I need to ask for nominations for vice president.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate John Murdoch for vice president.
Thank you. For a motion to close nominations, please.
I move to close.
Second.
And a second. Thank you. Now, I appreciate that rapid response. And a vote.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Gullum?
Yes.
Mr.
Abstain.
This is on closing.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
I think we have the votes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. DeAngelis voted for?
Mr. John Murdock.
Mrs.?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I say yes. I got confused.
We'll get on the right track. I'm there with you. Mr. Golub?
Mr. John Murdock.
Mr. Murdock's abstaining. Mr. Shafrath is not here. And the president declares.
Yes. And the president, Mrs. Fenn, declares Mr. Murdock our vice president. And Mr. Hammond will swear you in. You get to meet in the...
I was going to say, me and Linda have had to do all the walking so far.
That's okay. I have my Fitbit on.
It's not much more walking involved.
Do John Murdock solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as vice president of the Board of Education of the Chippewa Local School District, Orange County, and have the best of your ability in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted in the city, in said office, and until your successor is chosen and qualified. If so, please let me swear to you.
I do.
Yay! Into new business. Do I need to read each of these, Hammond?
No, if you want to touch on any of them individually, feel free to, but you do not have to necessarily read every one of them.
All right, thank you. I do think that on number R, am I correct on this, Mr. Osborne? Delete the subject to a subsequent vote?
Correct.
All right. We were...
Okay, oh, she already did. She removed it.
Yeah, it's stricken out of my copy.
Okay.
And some of them have been removed.
All right, thank you. And that was because that was best practice suggested to us by OSBA during our... I would like to make one comment then on our Board of Education meetings. In September, it falls on third Monday, and that is because the first Monday is Labor Day, the second Monday is Student Fair Day, and so a lot of our students are taking part of the fair process. So Mr. Osborne moved our meeting to the 16th, so everyone is aware of that.
Thank you.
Yay! All right, I need a motion, please.
Okay. So moved.
Thank you. Any need a second?
Second.
Thank you. Vote, please.
Was TJ first?
Yes. I did not.
No, Jeremy.
I'm sorry,
first,
Jeremy,
second.
John.
Thank you. Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Murdock?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Thank you.
That takes care of our business. We now need to move into executive session. And we are going in to consider one or more as applicable of employment. So I need a motion, please.
So move.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Vote, please.
I'm missing over there.
First, second.
Yeah.
Mr. Murdock?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the time is 5:10?
5:11.
5:11.
And we'll not turn in for any action, correct?
Correct.
During this meeting.